Manny Gonzalez, welcome, and please begin with your opening statement.
Thank you for tuning into this very important forum. 4 years ago, Tim Keller promised to fight crime, and now 4 years later, crime is out of control, and criminals run the streets of Albuquerque. Also under his leadership, the homicide record has been broken twice. It's time to go a different direction. I'm Manuel Gonzalez III, and I've dedicated my life to the service of our country and community. I served honorably in the Marines and then became a police officer. I rose through the ranks and have been elected sheriff twice. I'm running for mayor because it's time to get serious about crime and ending the homeless epidemic. What I'm not is a stereotypical double-talking politician. What I am is a proven leader who knows how to get things done. Under my leadership, Albuquerque will be a much safer place to live, work, run a business, and raise a family. So to that, while I've been the sheriff, I took what was a politically polarized department that was under budgeted, demoralized, and a second-rate agency, and have elevated it to one of the top agencies in the country that is fully staffed in the most dangerous city in the country. You're looking for somebody that is going to take care of crime, then I'm your candidate. I'm asking for your vote, and I'm ready to take your questions. Thank you.
So please answer the previously provided question is how can you help with encampments in our area?
My plan for homeless is through collaboration. We need to provide these people with the services they need. We need wraparound services for mental health and substance abuse. We started the ProLeads program that the city followed. And so we're innovative in the fact that we come up with ideas that are going to best serve the needs of those people that are in crisis. We need to hold these, that's the carrot piece. There's a stick piece to that. When these people are committing crimes in our streets, we need to hold them accountable. There's people that are becoming, these people are becoming hyper-aggressive and accosting the everyday citizen. If they break your window, they throw a rock at your vehicle. If they try to enter into your car, they need to be filed charges and arrested for the criminal actions they're taking. I'm one of the initiators of the mobile crisis teams that were initiated into Bernalillo County and the city of Albuquerque. The city of Albuquerque followed our lead. We provide everybody with the dog training. We're concerned about the safety of the women and the kids. And we're also concerned about where these people are being left out. I live on the west side, and I understand how this problem was in a centralized area just several years ago when the mayor took office, and he said there was 2,000 homeless. Well, now that he's saying there's 5,000, I want to believe there's more. And what they're doing is they're starting to be decentralized into our neighborhoods with no help, no hope for help. With my comprehensive plan in collaboration with UNMH Mental Health, Behavioral Health, I have the relationships. I've developed those over decades. None of these candidates have done that. Both of them are politicians. Both of them are unaware of how to manage a major government agency. And I say that because the mayor has failed us with the economy and crime and homelessness. He's failed small businesses, and he's failed us in the COVID-19 response. Thank you.
Okay. So more audience submitted questions. You made reference to crime statistics. Going back to the crime of murder or homicide, is there something specific? Is there a specific plan you can put in place that would address that issue?
Absolutely. It's the same thing we've done to be successful in Bernalillo County. There is something to be said about mitigating homicides. Right now, our homicides are down from last year. Last year, I believe we had 8. At this current time, we have 5. And when the city is breaking the record, we live in the same community. What it takes is proactive policing. You need fundamental policing. So when a law enforcement officer is called, he shows up. He's empowered to do his job, and he says, there's nothing he can do. Instead, he understands all the different options he has and all the resources and the collaborative efforts that we have with the state stakeholders and our federal stakeholders. We've been able to mitigate the homicides in Bernalillo County is because my willingness to collaborate with state and federal partners. We've taken our cases away aside from the state, and we've taken federally. And I'll give you an example. We had somebody that committed a crime that was an armed felon, and the state would do nothing with that case. We took it federally, and now that person is doing 20 years in federal prison. We need to get these violent offenders off the street. And at Bernalillo County, the Sheriff's Department, we have a 90% solve rate in homicides. I believe the city's is at 36%. You have to have a fully staffed law enforcement agency. We have that in the most dangerous city per capita in the country. We're proud of the service that our deputies have provided for the citizens. And all we're going to do is grow that out when I become mayor. Thank you.
And what do you personally bring to this position?
Personally, I bring my core values of being compassionate, service oriented, a good father to my children, a good servant to the citizens. I believe my experience in law enforcement, my expertise and respect that people have for me and all the relationships I built throughout decades, personally, professionally, and politically, I can broker to make Albuquerque a much safer, a lot more prosperous, and a lot more attractable for citizens to move back, because a lot of our families and a lot of these businesses have left because they feel unsafe in Albuquerque. So personally, I bring everything to the table in terms of what I've learned in business, law enforcement, and service to the country when I was served honorably in the United States Marines. I have a lot of relationships, and I'm going to continue to build on those. But more than anything, I'm your servant, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to fulfill the policies of the people and stop politicizing the city of Albuquerque.
Another audience submitted question. So the county has multiple cases pending on unconstitutional policing violations with the killings on people in mental crisis, and you have resisted body cameras. How will you hold APD accountable and uphold the DOJ agreement?
Let's be clear. I don't oppose body cameras. We have body cameras at the Sheriff's Department, and we don't have any cases outstanding and violating anybody's constitutional rights. And since I've been in office, there are no substantiated constitutional violations against the Sheriff's Department and or myself. I've never been named in a lawsuit, nor any of my deputies. So whoever asked that in question is getting misinformation from the media and or the Keller campaign. So this is what I'll tell you. I'm the most transparent of all candidates. I have been over the years because I've held more press conferences and our deputy involved shootings. It just happens to be a very violent community, and that's at the hands of the mayor. So for me, I'll continue to do what's right. I follow the Constitution, I follow the laws, and I uphold all the ordinances of the county. I am a well-respected, and I have an impeccable career in law enforcement, and I've never been accused of all the things that were mentioned earlier in that question. So I understand that the mayor is running a smear campaign, and the only thing I want people to do is be informed. This is what I'll tell you about the technology I picked when I picked the best technology in the country. It's smart technology. It has safety measures, so when deputies draw their guns and or go down, it's automatically triggered. And so for us, it creates a transparency that no other agency provides. I will provide the Albuquerque Police Department with that same technology so it keeps them safe, the public safe, and there's no question in terms of what happened at that incident. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.